Kevin Muller, we had the honor of being co-trainers with him in OKC, training on recruiting and building a network marketing team. And I'm telling you, he's young, but he is phenomenal, one of the best trainers in the company. He is the network vice president of the whole state of Alabama. He's a $50,000 ring earner. He's so close to the next level. And he's been in Performance Club for 102 months. And
besides that, he owns other businesses.
He does. I was going to say, he's not full-time with this. He's doing it part-time, kind of like us. He's got several other businesses, super, super busy, and he loves to travel, and you'll see pictures of him on Facebook with his wife traveling different places because they are living the lifestyle while they're building their dream. They're
and
such
he's
great. He's very young.
I mean, he's in his late 20s or 30s.
Mm-hmm. Or early 30s, So, y'all, if y'all stand by for a second, I do need to three-way over to him while he's driving. So please stand by. I would recommend that you go get a clean sheet of paper or turn to a new page in your journal.
Yeah, we know what he's going to train on.
Yeah, we talked to him at length, and it's going to help
your team.
Yes, it's going to help you grow a big business. Hang on.
Much for that introduction. I sincerely appreciate it, and what an honor it is to be speaking on your conference call. What an absolute blessing. I tell you, I have always admired you guys and your leadership and your influence and what you've done for me in my life and our organization, our entire company. It's just a blessing to be on the line with your team, to be asked to speak this evening. And for those of you that don't know me, just a little bit about my background, my story, and then we'll get into tonight's training. My name is Kevin Muller from here in South Alabama, where I make my home today, and my background was that of construction. I actually did construction work from the age of 13 to 20. At 13, I worked nights, weekends, and summers in construction, and by the age of around 18, something like that, I ended up becoming a foreman of a residential construction crew. We built large-scale custom-built houses here in South Alabama, and I absolutely hated it. I mean, I worked out in the heat every day, worked in the cold, you know, rainy days, I didn't get a paycheck, and you know, I'm not really a morning person, so to wake up at the crack of dawn and to get a pot of coffee going and to leave the house and be on the job site at 6:15, 6:20 in the morning and to be unloading compressors and generators and ladders and hoses and extension cords and to put on a tool belt and have gnats everywhere and start the construction day was not what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, right? And did manual labor every single day. And, you know, I just didn't want to do that forever. And so I decided to enroll in college, even though I'm not much of a college-type person or a school-type person. I wanted to change my circumstances, so I was willing to pay that price. And I went 15 credit hours a semester, five nights a week, getting all my basics done for an architecture degree while working the construction crew during the daytime for 2.5 straight years, never took a semester off, working all day long, going to school all night long, and I had nothing to show for it. And was very disgruntled, and I don't know if you can relate to that at any point in your life. You know, some of you on the line, maybe that's how you feel right now. Some of you, maybe that you had an experience like that in the past. I don't know, but that's my story. And a guy actually ended up giving me a DVD about this incredible company without even telling me the name of it. He just said, man, you got to take a look at this. And I said, thanks, but no thanks. You know, I don't have time for anything in my life. I stay extremely busy. And he said, you need to at least know what this company's doing. You need to take a look at it. And so reluctantly, after he followed up with me every day for 3 days consecutively, I finally took a look at the video, and it made so much sense to me. I mean, I saw really quickly how I can earn an extra $300 to $500 a month, and that's all it took for me to be interested in getting started because I needed that extra money. I was driving an old beat-up truck with a leaking radiator that I was trying to save money up to fix, so obviously I could use the extra income, and so I decided to jump in and get started and launched my business. I had a private business reception, which would enable me to turn a profit pretty quickly, and that got me excited. And from there, I started plugging into conference calls just like this one to learn, to take notes from people that were further down the road of where I wanted to go in this business and in life, I took notes from them, and I plugged in the trainings, and I went to my weekly business briefing every single week, and I was doing my exposures every single day, and I was truly living my life according to the 10 core commitments that we have in this business. And because of that, the business didn't work for me dramatically right off the get-go, like some of the stories you hear in the company of people just having instant success in the company. I was not one of those people that had instant big success in the company because the business wasn't working for me as much as it did for some people because the business was working on me. And it was turning me into a sincere student. It was turning me into a business person. It was turning me into more of a confident person. It was turning me into more of a professional person. It was shaping me and molding me into the very person that I needed to become before I attracted the success that I desired to myself. And with that being said, my fifth month in the business, I actually went to a super regional where I met the Acoins for the very first time, and I didn't meet them personally, but it was as if they were speaking to me from stage, and they were sharing their story, and they were sharing what they were doing in the business, and the success that they had, and the people that they were helping, and the success of their team, and the importance of a system that we would follow that promised, if we followed it to a T with the right attitude for long enough, that it promised to have the level of success that we desired. And that built my belief so high that I came back from that conference bulletproof. 60 days later, I quit the last job I ever had. I started this business at the age of 20. By 21, I was an executive director in the company. Since then, we've had dozens of executive directors produced in our organization. We built an organization from coast to coast, and it's absolutely been a blessing. I haven't had a job now in over 9 years, so almost the entire time from 20 to now 29, almost 30 this August, I've been an entrepreneur because of this company, and it's given us the time freedom to make more of an impact on the world. You know, my wife and I and family actually opened up a special needs facility that treats kids with neurological disorders called the American Autism and Rehabilitation Center, and it's about a 10,000-square-foot facility that helps kids with autism, Asperger's, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, ADD, ADHD, that type of thing. We opened up a hyperbaric oxygen therapy location with the largest hyperbaric oxygen chamber in the entire region. And we get to treat people. We're blessed to treat people there with PTSD, stroke patients, traumatic brain injury, cerebral palsy, that type of thing. And that's definitely been a blessing. We also have a specialty pharmacy that treats kids with bleeding disorders in Alabama. And we send nurses out to take care of these kids. And we have also in the middle of opening up a nonprofit organization to help the special needs community. And so it's helped us to make a greater impact in the world, which is extremely fulfilling. But it's provided a passive cash flow that allows us to travel, allows us to make decisions and take control of our life while we're still young. And so it's definitely been a blessing. But I tell you what, the best days of our business for all of us that are on the line are in the future. The best days are still out in front of us, not behind us, which is so exciting and encouraging. And so, you know, that's a little bit about my story. And what I wanted to talk to you about today on this short training call was one concept that I want to drive home, because I think some of the best trainings that you can go to, they don't teach everything in one short training like we have for just a few moments this evening. I think they dive deep into one topic so that you can help it to internalize it into turn it into a habit and a philosophy of the way that you view your business and view what you do in your business and what you do when you work on your business. And so the one philosophy that I want to drive home today, which is going to be the title of my talk with you today, is tapping into your network's network. Tapping into your network's network. Let me ask you a question. How did you hear about Facebook? Did you see a billboard? Did you see a TV commercial? Did you hear a radio advertisement? No. You heard about it because somebody told you about it. And that person that told you about it didn't get paid for that. But what if? What if they got paid whenever you signed up for your Facebook account? But more importantly, what if they got paid when you shared it with one of your friends that they didn't know who got a Facebook account? But more importantly, what if they would have got paid when that person shared it with one of their friends that they didn't know they got a Facebook account? And more importantly, what if that person got paid when that person shared Facebook with somebody else that got a Facebook account? See, what about your favorite restaurant that you've ever been to that you've told people about that, man, while you're visiting in town, you've got to eat at this restaurant? Did the owner of that restaurant pay you whenever someone ate at that restaurant? More importantly, what about when they recommended it to someone else who recommended it to someone else who recommended it to someone else? In our business, the vast majority of the wealth that you are going to create is going to come through who you know, not from who you know. There's a big difference. When you tap into your network, that's a certain number of people. Maybe you know 100, 200, 300 people, whatever, right? Maybe you know more than that, maybe you know less than that. But those people each know 100, 200, 300 people that you don't know, who each know 100, 200, 300 people that they don't know. And that's where a vast majority of the wealth that you're going to create in this company is going to come from if you have that frame of mind and that mindset from day one when you build this business. And so you have to have a builder's mindset. Tapping into your network's network is a builder's mindset, not a recruiter. Many times I run into folks because I did this for years. I thought that I was focusing on building my business because I was focusing on recruiting, which is true. You should focus on recruiting. That's the most brilliant way to build this business. That's the only way you're going to have leverage, time freedom, and a business that will become an asset that spits off cash flow to you whether you're working or not. One of the most brilliant concepts I've ever heard was a quote from Mr. Frank O'Coin. He said, Kevin, the key to wealth is owning equity in ongoing transactions that happen without you that last beyond your lifetime. And if you understand that concept, you understand how brilliant it is to be a part of this Legal Show business and the reason why the O'Coins have dedicated so much of their time and resources to go out there and build this business and to help you become successful is because they get it. They understand that the key to wealth is owning equity in ongoing transactions that happen without them that last beyond their lifetime. And that's what you and I get to do when we go out there and we build this business. So when we're focused on recruiting, that doesn't mean we're still focused on building. Building is the focus on building your business through who you know into who they know. It's tapping into your network's network. And here's what I mean by that. A recruit is not a recruit until it has a recruit. Just because I join your team does not mean that I'm going to go build a successful business. You've got to assist me in that process. You've got to be tenacious. You've got to be just as hungry to help me tap into who I know as you are hungry and to just recruit me, period. So you've got to go out there and move the ball down the field. That's the mindset you have to have in this business. Another recruiting law, so the first one is a recruit is not a recruit until it has a recruit. That's a great philosophy to live by in this business. Another great philosophy to live by is that a leg is not a leg until it has legs. So just because you recruit me, I'm not a new leg in your organization until I go out there and I start building my business and I have legs in my business, in my organization. Now you're starting to get some traction because you're growing from who you knew, which was me, to who I know, which is my network. Tapping into your network's network. So at the end of the day, the biggest point that I want to make is that you are the leader. You're blessed and fortunate to have amazing leadership in this organization. There are countless leaders in the organization of Frank and Teresa O'Coin. So you may be, you know, not only the ultimate leader in your organization, but you may have other leaders above you and that have leaders above them, that have leaders above them that have the O'Coins at the helm. But here's what I want you to understand. Do not use that as a crutch. Use that as an asset. Do not use that as a crutch. You are blessed and fortunate to be part of the best leaders in all of Legal Shield. But that does not mean that because they're so strong that you do not need to be a leader. You are the leader of your organization. You're the driver. You're not in the passenger seat. You are in the driver's seat of building your business. You're the visionary. You're the one that casts the vision for your organization. There's a concept that John C. Maxwell, which I can't wait for you and I to be able to go see him in September later this year at our Leaders at All Levels convention in Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait to see you there, shake your hand, hear your story, and see what's happened in your business between now and then. It's going to be phenomenal. I know all of you are probably already registered for that, but if you're brand new and you have not registered for that Leaders at All Levels convention, make sure you get yourself registered. This is an event you do not want to miss. But John T. Maxwell talks about one of his laws of leadership, and it's the law of the lid. And the law of the lid states that you are the lid of your business and your organization. And it's up to you to raise that lid because it's an invisible ceiling. Your business is only going to grow at the extent that you grow. not the extent of the Acoins. The Acoins are growing by leaps and bounds. They built such a dramatic business, it's mind-boggling. You know, I got to spend several hours with Donna Elizabeth Gardner. I'm sure you guys have, unless you're brand new, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But just in case you don't know, you know, John was a practicing attorney for over 25 years. He owned six law firms, was part of the South Carolina General Assembly, was state highway commissioner in South Carolina. He was the author of the book Chicken Noodle Soup for the Entrepreneurial Soul, wrote that book with Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, who I've been able to meet Jack Canfield on a couple of different occasions, just an extraordinary man, sold, I think, right at or exceeded a billion copies of his book. But John Gardner got involved in the business, shut down all six of his law firms, and has made millions of dollars in Legal Shield ever since then. Tremendous leaders that learned this business from the Acoins. But guess what? The story doesn't stop there. You got one of the fastest-growing superstars in all of Legal Shield, another great friend of mine that's been in the business for less than a year and a half, Mr. Justin Peterson. You know, went out there at, I think, 26 years of age, beat the company's record, beat the Brian Carruthers record to platinum, hit platinum in 5 months, made six figures in 4 or 5 months in the business, his first 4 to 5 months in the business in his 20s. I mean, building a significant business. And you know what? It doesn't stop there because Justin's still building his organization. All of that under the leadership of the Acoins. So they are lifting the lid for their business every single day. But my question is, are you lifting the lid for your organization every single day? Because your team is going to grow to the extent that you grow. That is what you have to understand in this business. That's what I call a builder's mindset. That's what I mean by tapping into your network's network. Now, let me give you an example of how this works on your behalf, how this works in your favor in our business. Everything you do, good or bad, duplicates. So you got to make sure you're working the system right. And if you work it wrong, that'll duplicate. You just won't get the result that you want, which ends in massive frustration. Two exposures a day is not just a suggestion. It's a mandatory requirement. You know why? Because you can boil down this business to math. You can boil it down to a scientific equation, and it's not even all that scientific. It just is what it is. Compounding interest, right? Duplication, massive growth, critical mass. All of these things are real phenomenons in the world today, and in our profession, your profession, the one that you chose in your Legal Shield business of network marketing, which I'm proud to represent, by the way, in order to achieve this critical mass and this growth that you desire and this wealth and tapping into your network's network, you need to understand the numbers, and it starts with two exposures a day. See, when you go out there as a brand new associate and you bring on two serious people that are willing to follow this system to a T, so it's you plus two. So you and two other people, a total of three people. When three people do two exposures a day, meaning they're sharing a video or a tool or sitting down with a Z card or doing a webinar or inviting somebody to a meeting or inviting somebody to a luncheon or showing them the Success from Home magazine or handing them a DVD, they're giving somebody, new people, information every single day. That's what an exposure is giving information to someone that you've never given information to before. That's an exposure. When you and two other people on your team, so a total of three people, do two exposures a day, that's six exposures a day. Six new people looking at your Legal Shield business, the services that we offer, and the business model behind what we do that's so powerful. And guess what? There'll be six more tomorrow because each of you is committed to do at least two exposures a day. So two exposures a day with three people, that's six exposures a day, times 5 days a week, that's 30 exposures a week. 30 new people looking at this Legal Shield membership, looking at ID Shield identity theft protection, looking at our business model that is so lucrative. That's 30 a week. That's 120 exposures a month. Now, somebody share with me how you can fail when you and two other people are doing two exposures a day, which is 120 new exposures a month. When 120 new people that do not know about Legal Shield and ID Shield or our business are looking at this business through the eyes of looking at a third-party tool, a DVD, a magazine, a video, a webinar, a business briefing, a luncheon. I mean, a significant portion of those people are going to want to buy our service, and a significant portion of those people are going to want to join our business. That means you're building an asset, you're building something that's going to pay you, and it's going to grow month after month after month after month. You know why? Because when your team does 120 exposures a month, a percentage of those people are going to start doing two exposures a day as well. So now let's say you got 10 people on your team doing two exposures a day. That's 20 exposures a day. That's 100 exposures a week. That's over 400 new exposures a month, and 400 new ones next month, and 400 new ones the following month. And guess what? A percentage of those people, you guessed it, because you're tapping into your network's network, a percentage of those people are going to do two exposures a day as well. Now you got 50 people on your team doing two exposures a day. That's 100 exposures a day, 500 exposures a week, 2,000 brand new exposures a month. But you know where it stops is with you. The law of the lid. Are you the one who's committed to doing two exposures a day, whether your team does or not? And that's a question that only you can ask yourself, because none of us are watching over your shoulder every single day. But when you got started in this business, you decided to become an entrepreneur, which simply means that you are your own boss. You have to boss yourself around. You have to be disciplined enough to do the daily disciplines that lead to wealth-building activities. You have to be willing to be disciplined to do the things that creates an asset that will pay you and your family every single day, whether you're alive or dead, working or not. Remember, as I said before, Frank O'Coin taught me the key to wealth is owning equity and ongoing transactions that happen without you that last beyond your lifetime. And that's what you're doing if you're committed to two exposures a day. There's an e-book that Mr. Brian Carruthers wrote, who, if you don't know about Brian, he made over $12,000 his first month, $248,000 his first year, $1 million his first 2.5 years by the age of 31. He's made $17 million in the last 15 years. His best month was $298,000. He's a great friend of mine and a mentor of mine. I'm blessed to know and be able to work with. But he just wrote a book called The Two-A-Day Phenomenon. And if you have not read that book, it's just an e-book. It's not very long at all, but it's free. You can download it if you go to briancarruthers.com/ebook. You can get it for free. So it's Brian Carruthers. Let me spell it for you if you're taking notes. B-R-I-A-N Carruthers, C-A-R-R-U-T-H-E-R-S. So it's briancarruthers.com/ebook, E-B-O-O-K. And you can get a copy of The Two-A-Day Phenomenon. And so, again, just to kind of recap of what I'm talking about, is you got to have the mindset, a builder's mindset, of tapping into your network's network. You have to understand that a recruit is not a recruit until it has a recruit. You've got to build through people, and you've got to be the leader. You've got to be the driver and the visionary of your business. You have to be committed to that two exposures a day and lead a team of people that are committed to doing at least two exposures a day. And then last but not least, you've got to stay immersed in things that keep your mind on point, because obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off of your goals. Obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off of your goals. There are plenty of obstacles out there, but you won't even see them if you're focused on the goal. Now, how do you do that? How do you stay immersed in things that keep your mind on point? Well, it's very simple, and you hear us talk about it all the time. It's personal development. What is personal development? It's positive mental brainwashing is what it is, because the world will brainwash you with negative. CNN, constant negative news. You hear things about politics and the world and terrorism and all this garbage. That doesn't help you live the life that you desire. It doesn't help you fulfill your God-given purpose. I believe wholeheartedly that God put you here for a reason. Billions of people on the planet, there's only one of you. There's only one person who's ever lived with the same fingerprint that you have. Do you think that that's just by mistake? Do you think that's happened, chance, happenstance? No. You were created for a reason. So you've got to stay immersed in things that help you stay on point with what that reason is for you in your life. And the way you do that is personal development. Anything that makes you better. It's the books that you read. It's the audios that you listen to. It's the seminars and trainings that you attend. And it's the associations that you have in your life, the people that you spend the most time with, the people that are influencing you. You've got to stay around these things to keep your eyes on your goals, to help you be accountable to the growth that you have been given the opportunity to experience with this great company. And let me tell you something. The best days of our company are not behind us. They're in front of us. When we go out, we already have momentum right now, but when we hit massive momentum, critical mass momentum, your business is going to grow faster and faster and faster and faster. It's going to be faster next month and faster the next month and faster the next month and faster the next month. You're going to see people around you go from 2,000 a month to 4,000 a month to 10,000 a month to 15,000 to 20 to 50,000 a month, and it is happening all around us. I mean, think about this for a second. Are you familiar with the company American Family Life Assurance Company? Are you familiar with them? You'll be saying, no, I've never heard of them. Well, actually, you have, because when they rebranded American Family Life Assurance Company, AFLAC, when they turned into Aflac and they got a white duck to go around and say Aflac, they exploded in popularity and in growth. And that's where we're at right now with Legal Shield. It's like American Family Life Assurance Company, before they got the name Aflac or before the white duck, that's what you're experiencing right now. We launched our mobile app. Look, we're growing 30% every 90 days right now. We're about to see all-out massive critical mass explosion in this business, and your business is going to grow faster and faster and faster and faster, but only if you buy into the two-a-day concepts and get your team doing the same exact thing. And we're going to go faster and faster and faster and faster, and you're going to live the life of your dreams and your desires. I honestly believe it. It's definitely been a blessing for me and my tenure with this company. But I tell you what, it pales in comparison to where we're headed with this great vehicle of Legal Shield. And the reason I call it a vehicle is because this thing can take you wherever it is that you want to go. Whether you want to get into missions or ministry, whether you want to travel the world, whether you want to buy that dream house or give money away to something that you want to support or help your parents that are aging or pay off debt, whether you want to just, you know, there's a cause that you want to be a part of, or maybe you want to start a nonprofit organization, or maybe you want to build your dream company. You know, maybe there's things in your life that you want to do. This is the vehicle that can take you there. And let me ask you this. If it's not this, what's it going to be? If you don't commit into all-out massive action and business growth in Legal Shield, what is it in your life that can take you where you ultimately want to go in your life? What's it going to be? For 99.99999% of us on this call, there's only one thing, and it's Legal Shield. Legal Shield. It will be the vehicle that takes you where you want to go. Look, my motto is this. They asked to see my office, so I showed them the world. So that being said, Frank, Teresa, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for so much for having me on the call. I hope this call has been valuable for your organization. I look forward to seeing everybody at the next big event, being able to shake your hands. And also, your coins, I appreciate you guys. And look forward to also having you in the great state of Alabama here very soon. We anticipate your arrival. Can't wait to spend some precious time with you guys and learning from two of the best in the business with Frank and Teresa Coins. So I appreciate you so much, guys, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Woo! Okay, Kevin, and I know, Kevin, you've got to jump. You're already jumping, I'm sure, on your call. You are already 2 minutes late for your 9:30 call. So, wow, Frank. Kevin Bowler knocked it out of the ballpark.
I mean, if that's all we did tonight,
I know.
That's all that anybody ever heard, and they did that, they would go to
a tremendous.
They'd go to the lifestyle for the family they couldn't imagine.
Yes, absolutely.
And doing that, and many other people are doing that, and that two-a-day really does work.
It does. We're back to the basics. That is part of the 10th core.
It's
and
simple.
It is simple, duplicatable, and we are on it. And I'm getting text messages all over the place.
Yeah, and I'd also like to say that the minute you recruit somebody, go right out and recruit their replacement.
Yeah.
And the reason is that by the time they get the manager or director, they're not going to need you that much. And if they don't do every doing in the business for whatever reason, you're going to need a replacement anyway. So I told Matthew Root this. I told Justin this. I told Odom this. As soon as you recruit somebody, go right out and recruit their replacement. And if you do that, then you're going to constantly always be doing it.
Yeah, a recruit's not a recruit until they've got a recruit.
That's
so true.
Leg's not a leg.
No. So we can't leave anybody hanging there all by themselves. They've got to help them grow their team, and network through their network.
Yeah, and remind everybody that you and I will be in
Mobile, Alabama later this month.
The 23rd or 22nd or something like that.
Yeah.
We're doing a super, super Saturday. And
We've got new stuff
that we've never presented before, and I'm going to try it on the people in Alabama. So if I mess up, I mess up my own people down there.
Yeah,
from Mobile,
very excited to spend time with Kevin Mueller out there.
Oh, my God, that was a great training.
I know. Before we move on, Gardner, any comments you want to make? I know you're on the same page here.
I absolutely on the same page, everything you said. So let's just go on and get Carl on.
All right, let's do it. We've got an incredible young lady who's going to be giving us some comments of our book of the month, which is The Go-Giver by Bob Berg. Some of you have been...
I just talked about
him. Yeah.
I just on the phone with Bob.
Cool. Bob Berg's a longtime friend of ours. We have been learning from him, for decades, literally.
But actually, before that book ever came out, he sent me the green page on it.
That's right.
And I went over and gave him some I just gave him a few suggestions.
Comments, yeah.
And then it came out, and it's now a bestseller, and it's in different languages and stuff. And the young lady is going to review it. I'm telling you, this, when she walks in the room, the whole room lightens up.
It always does.
She brings sunshine into the room, that's for sure.
Yeah, Morgan Root is part of the famous Root family here in Charleston, and we're excited to have her on the call tonight. She has volunteered to make a few comments about this awesome book. And, Morgan, we are absolutely thrilled.
And she worked all day today. And
she, she's doing this part-time and making her business work part-time.
And she's a new manager.
Yes.
New manager. Been in the business a short period of time, and we're awfully proud of her. And, Morgan, if you're there, take it away, kiddo.
Hey, Frank. Teresa, thanks so much for having me on the call. So the book, The Go-Giver, you know, after reading this, it kind of opened my eyes with my own Legal Shield business about, you know, desiring success and actually having success. And it's so important to actually engage and read the book of the month, even if it's 10 pages a day, because these books were handpicked by Frank and Teresa. And, you know, if you want what someone wants, you do what they do. And they read these books every single month. So this book has really challenged me, changing my focus from getting to giving. You know, whenever you get close to the end of the month and you have one more performance club point to reach, instead of just going to get that sale, that doesn't give you long-term success. Actually giving value of, you know, the service Legal Shield that we offer will really expand that in you'll have that for long term. So just, you know, after reading this, really putting others' interests before mine and continually adding value to their lives, it'll ultimately lead to unexpected returns. And, you know, just being yourself. Don't go out and be a salesperson. You know, people will trust you if you are yourself. So it also talks about staying open to receiving what is going to flow into our lives. So if you haven't read this book or haven't gotten it, it's a quick, easy read. I know I'll definitely be reading it again and along with the others that are in the series. So thanks so much for having me on this call, and I really enjoyed that book.
Well, I'm just thrilled that you took time out of your busy schedule to read the thing and you're doing the book report. Appreciate your insight on that also.
Yeah, it's a great short book, and giving rather than receiving, and all of those theories and the stories he weaves in there to bring those to light are pretty powerful. So, Morgan, thank you so, so much for your input tonight.
And, Morgan, I'll just let you know and the whole team know that the world will give you all the money you ever desire, give you everything you ever want and need if you give everybody else what they want and need. Well, the world gives you what you want and need when you figure out how to give them what they want and need. So you did a good job on that. Appreciate it very much.
You did.
I can stand back because we got a lot of recognition to do here, and you can see if you know anybody.
Listen, I hope y'all were all watching. If you haven't, I hope you watched the replay, which is archived in your back office, the Monday Morning Leadership Show. I was thrilled to death, and I had an appointment. I wasn't able to watch it live, but as soon as I had, you know, 30 minutes, I went to it and looked at it and was blown away because one of the people, one of the top associates they featured live via video on that call was Chris Delaney, who is part of the Gardner
out of Texas.
Gardner organization and the Peterson organization. And he was recognized for earning $9,700 in level up bonuses.
Wow.
And he's only been in the business for 5 months, and he's Bronze Executive Director again. I mean, it was amazing recognition for Chris. We were so proud of him, so excited for his future. So,
and his whole team.
Yes,
he's
absolutely
a great leader.
So make sure that you can watch
that. He's going to talk to the Millennium.
Yeah.
And everybody loved it. Everybody absolutely loved it.
Yes, can't wait to hear him more. And I want to remind everybody, too, I posted this on your Facebook page, Performance Family Facebook page. If you're not belonging to that, please do, because that's really one of the main ways we're communicating to you about the important things going on and sharing successes and exciting things. We have the same team promotions going on. This is the third month, and we've done it for the second quarter of this year. And so June is the last month we'll be doing this, unless we change our minds. So we're going to be doing Performance Club recognition for all of those who achieve it by the 15th.
And what are we going to do?
We're going to do another drawing for the team event ticket. And that event.
So if they get performance up by the 15th,
they're in a drawing.
We're going to do a drawing, and whoever we pull out gets a free ticket to the event.
That's exactly right. And this, you know, we're going to begin focusing a lot more on our Embracing Momentum Living Free event, July 21st, 22nd, 23rd in Tennessee. And that is going to be the Knoxville area there in Tennessee. And this has got, I mean, this event, we've got Chris Hughes as our keynote speaker for the whole weekend. He's going to be there in and out
and
of
our. We're going to have Don Elizabeth Gardner. We're going to have Corey Muhammad. We're going to have a whole bunch of other people.
That's right. A lot of the millennial trainers. And so we're excited to be getting together with the team event. It's always like a reunion. And Frank, just a reminder, I want to mention this right now while we're talking about this, that the tickets, I mean, right now, they're $139. They're going to be more than that at the door. And that includes a whole ton of stuff, and your party, a whole bunch of things. And you can read about it on go to performancefamilyevent.com, and you can get all the details there, even an awesome video to give you more ideas about what you can expect. But I wanted to let you know, this time, guys, listen closely. Girls, listen closely. Everybody, listen closely. Airbnb is out. We want everybody to stay at the Hilton Airport Knoxville. We've got great rates. We want everybody there. We're going to be doing events around the events, and you're going to miss out. You're not going to be wanting to drive back and forth, and we don't want you to drive back and forth. The prices that we put together for these events are largely based on our group block of people spending the night at the Hilton Airport.
We need some people to spend the night.
We need everybody to stay there for that reason and to be around the family. So, so just understand, you don't want to be blacklisted.
Get out of here.
You better be there with us. We want to
all the leaders are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
They'll all stay there, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so a little bit more recognition. Oh, one more thing. All the executives, once more, when you hit executive by the 25th of this month,
right,
you're going to get 10 recognition and a certificate, and you're also going to get 10 brand-new GoPro books.
To help expand your business, get people trained up.
Yes, yeah. I was so
excited. Matter of fact, Teresa has a new rule, I think. She won't even train you unless you read GoPro.
I know. Well, it's kind of like that's the first thing. So, absolutely. So, okay, we've got some really incredible recognition for last week, and then we've got some top recruiters and producers to share and be excited for the month of May.
I don't have any glasses. Go ahead.
So, this is for last week, May 29th through June 2nd. We have for the level people who leveled up that week, we're going to start with senior associates, and the first two are out of Texas. We've got Clayton Ray and Shayna Fowler. Congratulations for leveling up to senior associate. Out of North Carolina, Victoria Hill. Out of South Carolina, Devon Moon. Out of Ohio, Marilyn Goldston. One more out of Texas. Go Texas. I heard about that Texas takeover. Margarita Magallanes. I apologize if I said it wrong. And out of South Carolina, Craig Conwell. And another one out of Ohio, Latita Fraley. We have a new manager, Christy Sands out of Texas. And as far as new top producers for last week, we want to recognize we're going to start with third place. Janet Taylor took third place out of Tennessee. And John Wood took second place last week out of North Carolina. Michael Johnson and John Hall tied out of South Carolina and North Carolina for last week. And we'll do the whole month of May in just a minute. The top recruiters for last week, this is awesome. We had a tie between four people for second place for last week.
Look who's there.
John and Elizabeth Gardner. Tied for second place with Selena Jones, Jeannie Lane. Let me tell you where they're from. Gardner's out of South Carolina, Selena Jones out of South Carolina, Jeannie Lane out of California, Kimberly Payne out of Ohio, and Luke Evans out of North Carolina. Now, the big drum roll for the top producers for the entire month of May, a tie for fifth place between Joshua Henderson and Joshua Bourne out of Texas. Woo, okay. Fourth place goes to Michael Johnson for the month of May out of South Carolina.
Look at Lois and Amy.
Lois Breckhell and Amy gets me too out of California. Second place goes to Johnny Mims out of South Carolina, part of Eddie and Edie Smith's team. And Don Hall out of North Carolina took first place in the month of May for production. Now we're going to see who's building their team. So we're going to start with the top recruiter.
That's a long list.
Yeah, it's a long list, but we're just going to start with fourth place. For the month of May, top recruiters are fourth place tie between Sam Piazza in Virginia, Camille Walker in Indiana, Amanda that is a mouthful. It's only about 20 letters long. Didomenicantonio out of South Carolina. I apologize for that. Leslie Andrews out of North Carolina. John and Elizabeth Gardner. Go Gardners out of South Carolina. Way to take the lead. And third place ties between three people for recruiting in May. Benjamin Notini and out of North Carolina. Samantha Henley out of Texas. Roper Shuff out of Texas. And Joshua Bourne out of Texas. Woo! Okay. First place goes to Millionaire Club members, Rodney and Cal Somerville out of North Carolina. So we're excited to give you all those announcements and that recognition, and this has been an incredible training tonight. I hope you go back and listen to it. The training.
The main thing is to get your team to listen to that call, about the two a day, because if you really do get 10 or 20 people doing that,
yes.
If you get them doing the two a day and everybody does a couple of PBRs a week,
oh my.
You will kill this business.
Yeah, it's so simple.
It is, and you have fun doing it, too. I mean, that's the fun part of the business, and meeting new people.
And with Prospect now, which is you can use your phone to keep up with everybody, it's much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people are asking for the replay number. I'm going to give it to you. It's in the back office of your performancefamily.com site, but here it is. It's the same first six digits, actually it's all the same digits, except for the last digit. So it's 701-801-1229. Instead of the zero at the end, change the zero to a nine, and you got it. It'll tell you to, everything else is the same, and it'll ask you to put the pound sign in for the most recent call. So put that in, your meeting ID in, and you'll be good to go to listen to this call again.
Yeah, if some of your team is not on here, they couldn't get on here, call them and just say, you've got to go listen to this call.
Absolutely.
Because that training that Kevin Muller just did was just
right on. Right on target.
Understand.
Absolutely. So Everybody listen, I hope you have a great week. This is the first full week of the month, and we've got the rest of the month to go. We want to make this one of your strongest months in your whole business. And with the information we got tonight and more information that's coming out soon, and it's really your activity. It is you deciding to do the two-a-day.
Yeah.
It is you taking the lid off, because if you're not doing the two-a-day or if you're not doing what you want your team to do, they're not going to do it. So we've got to do what we expect our team to do. So let's lead by example, do the stuff, and the duplication will start happening, and you'll be so excited. And that momentum, he mentioned the momentum numbers that are already starting. What did he say? I wrote it down. We are at 30% increase every 90 days. Y'all, that's phenomenal. That is just the beginning. And the example he gave of Aflac exploding, we've seen that in this industry before. Prior to this company, we've seen it in other companies. And it is.
We experienced it.
And so I'm just letting you know, this is time to make the tide is rising. There will be a tidal wave. But how much you benefit from it, it depends on how many boats you've got in the water.
It depends on how many feet you got on the ground.
Yeah.
I want to thank Kevin Muller for adding to our call tonight, and also Ms. Root for doing that, and also Amy and Lewis for hosting the call, and each and every one of you for getting on the call and getting yourself trained. This helps you simplify and clarify and unclutter this business so you can do business faster, easier, simpler, and be more productive, more profitable, and have a predictable future. So
that's right.
This is Frank and Teresa. You want to wrap it with that?
This is a wrap, y'all. Go review your notes, put them into action, and let's have a great June.
And next week, John Elizabeth Gardner will be doing the call.
Absolutely.
We'll find out what episode it is.
Okay. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Appreciate every single one of y'all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.